Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got one little short segment here with David Icke, then another segment. And it's the next segment that I'll go to James Scott, Colin, and Steve. I'll at least get to those five, six calls for David Icke. David, amazing discussions we're having right now. But finishing up with what's happening right now in England or the UK, but then the end game. I mean, is the end game just keep mining us, keep controlling us, merge us with machines, you know, just use us as body parts? That's what the elite openly say, that the future doesn't need us. They want machines now. They want to get rid of most of us. I mean, why do the technocrats want to do that regardless of who they really are? And what is the end game if no one opposed them, if this big awakening didn't happen?
Well, if I could just finish very quickly the point, it's that this great focus on the Olympic flame, and the flames were very much part of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations, that focus creates an energetic connection with the flame, and thus when you have the Olympics with its audience of billions, that can be trawled from all over the world, because energy has no time or space. It just is. I mean, you know, distance doesn't matter. The connection matters. And thus, London is going through, and this is very relevant to the entire world, a massive ongoing satanic ritual through this summer to change the nature of the Earth's energy field. And that's why one of the reasons I've got this event at Wembley in London on the 27th of October, to get thousands and thousands of people together for a whole day to negate and flip this thing, because we can do that. We're far more powerful than they are. In terms of the end game, it's been a process, Alex, of gathering more and more and more and more and more control of human perception. And the next stage, which they want, is the cyborgs. And we're being prepared for that with the movies, with Schwarzenegger and all these other things, to actually start to introduce technology that we call technology, because they see the human body as biological technology. They don't see it as we see it. But to introduce technology that we can understand to it, and that technology will externally give them more and more control. The microchips are classic, but there are other things that they want as well.
Nanotech they put this, into us, yeah. You name it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's like a road which is getting more and more and more extreme in every way. It's like walking down a road or a freeway, and it gets narrow and narrow and narrow and narrow until it's just a path. This is what they want to do to us in multiple ways, for the major reason, which is absolute mental, emotional, and what we call physical control, and that is all done through control of our perception. And the more bits of kit that they can put in, because they know the body's a biological computer, the more access they have to externally manipulate us, not least the microchip. That's the biggest thing to say no to at any price. Because, you know, they talk now about doing brain-computer interfacing, where you can sit at your computer and what you think comes up on the screen, and what you think the computer does.
Now it's not just Google tracking you. Now they're in your brain. That's going to be two-way.
Yeah, that's not just possible, rather, that whole technology, that whole connection. It's possible because although the two computers are massively different in terms of advancement, they are actually connecting two forms of a computer. One, a very advanced biological computer, which has the ability to think for itself. That's what the immune system's doing. And the other is...
By the way, David, I'm going to go get it during the break. Aaron wrote an article about this on Monday, Sunday. MIT and big think tanks are actually calling it a genetic overwrite, and call our brain a biological computer, and say they're just going to take it over with this new synthetic genetic system. So they're already invading with all of this with their nanotech. They call it biotech, but it's really nanotech. This is a total war we're under. We'll be right back with David Icke. Amazing. DavidIcke.com. He's got that big event in Wembley. Can't wait to see that. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times, and now, abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rises at it all. And that is William Shakespeare, who was really a composite of different writers for an luminous guild, writing in Hamlet. When they had dug up one grave to bury someone and found the skull of someone that took care of him as a child, the court jester. And again, you'll learn next Monday with a special video news piece why I have a real human skull here at the office and why I have that crocodilian 65-million-year-old saltwater crocodile skull. David Icke is our guest, and I really want to thank David for coming on. David, I want to go to calls as promised, but very briefly, because I want to get you back on and talk about this. You're having a big event to counter the globalist propaganda fest. You're having it at a big center, so it's going to get a lot of media attention. Very exciting to get people thinking. Tell folks about that. I guess they find out at davidicke.com.
Yeah, it's at Wembley Arena, which is a massive arena in London with the potential of 11,000 people, and but we can have anything between 5.5 to 11. We're going to comfortably get 5.5, and how many more than that we get depends on how many people decide to come, of course. But it's to do a number of things. First of all, what I mentioned earlier, which is to get all these people of like mind together and create a very different and massively powerful energy field in the same city that all this rubbish is going on of the opposite kind through the summer.
You should stream it live on the internet during key times, too, so people all over the world can watch that can't make it.
Well, we'll see what we can do. You know, the more people that can get actually in the arena, the better, because that energy is very, very important. But the other thing is that you mentioned there, to get a very, very large number of people together to hear information of this kind, and I'll be talking for about 9 hours.
It's revolutionary.
Yeah, but the point is that what I wanted to make a statement. Look, the world's not like it was before. It's changing. Why are all these massive numbers of people coming together to hear this information? What's going on? And as you say, the media will not be able to ignore it. And I think it's the most important thing I've done for a very long time.
It is. Well, October's hurtling towards us, so let's have you back up in a few months to really get into it in detail. Let's go ahead and go to some calls as promised. James in Texas, you're on with David Icke. He certainly gets you thinking, and that's something the globalists don't like, so he's good. Go ahead, James, you're on the air.
Hey, 2 days ago I was Oz, now I'm just James. I've declared myself a soft kill, and it is the most freeing thing that you can ever do to yourself. Just declare yourself a soft kill and go on and just get after this. And David Icke, to you, I would say, to the 5,500 that you have show up, have them be conduits. Have them accept the energy that we're all going to send.
Well, more than that, I mean, by energy, the energy of waking up and going out and reaching out and showing the numbers. Do you have a question for David Icke, sir?
The question I have for David Icke is why it's basically bounding on what he's already been saying. You know, why can't we walk through walls? The reason is what he's saying. I mean, he's absolutely correct, and I just wanted to piggyback on that and get out.
Yeah, my point is the elites believe in all the things David Icke is saying, whether it's totally true or not. This is the real deal. I appreciate your call, James. The thing, very quickly,
we live in a holographic world, which is not physical, but I'm sitting in a chair and I'm not falling on the floor. And we think in by the conscious mind's perception that it is something physical that's stopping me walking through the wall or falling through the chair. But it's actually electromagnetic resistance of two different electromagnetic fields or types of field. But when we decode it through, it appears to have solidity. That's the way. And if you can get yourself into a mode, an energetic mode, where you can sync with these other fields, then you can walk through apparently inanimate objects. But it's a hell of a challenge.
Well, that's what the Pentagon's working on, teleportation. They've now actually been able to do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Florida. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead. We got to move quick, folks.
Okay. Hey, it's a great honor to talk to you, David. A great honor to talk to you, Alex. David, I'm 21 years old right now. I literally opened up your first book in 2005. In my junior year of high school, and I've been following you ever since, following your research. My quick question is pretty much in your book, which was the first book that I read, Infinite Love is the Only Truth, Everything Else is an Illusion. You pretty much go into saying how purpose controls us. And then you go on to say how, in the end, it's purpose controls us, but it's what defines us, but you have to go beyond purpose. And
People have no purpose. They're spectators. Yeah. They're not even conscious. They're not even real. And the globalists know that. They're biological androids that respond to the programming. That's 100% true. David?
Well, yeah. Did you want to finish that question, Scott?
The point was that when you have a purpose against something, you create, like, an opposite, a conduit, though.
Yeah, the point about the manipulation is that we create our experienced reality from our sense of reality. The one creates the other. And we can do that directly, independently. But what the whole conspiracy is about, by these people that understand this process, they are trying to get us, manipulate us, by manipulating our sense of reality. They know that through that we will
manifest. The tail wagging the dog. Gotta move quick.
That experienced reality. And that means that they're constantly trying to program our sense of reality, our perception of reality, because they know that becomes the reality of the experience. And therefore, what they're trying to do is give us their perception of reality, which is we are little people, we are limited,
yes,
we have no power. And that's the world we live in if we accept that nonsense.
Yeah, we got to move quick or we won't be able to get to any more of these calls. We only got about 5 minutes. Kareem in London, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Basically, I live in Stratford. I live where they're hosting the Olympics. And basically, word on the street is that there's a lot of rumors going on and whatnot. So having listened to your show, and I know you've touched on it a couple of times, but is there anything that you could basically advise the residents or the people that live within the borough?
There's a lot of talk about staged terror attacks, but David, you know, is over there with you. I don't know if that's going to happen. They're going to use it as a police state conditioning operation, a big ritual of police state. David, your comments to him. I mean, I would get out of there for the Olympics, wouldn't you?
Well, if I could, I would, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, people struggling for money and stuff like that often don't have a choice of to get out. But if they could or they got friends, I'd get out of there for no other reason than the energy things that are going on there. And in the unseen, whether they'll actually come up with a false flag event when all the world's watching, well, who knows? But I tell you this, when it was announced years and years ago now that London were seeking to get the 2012 Olympic Games, it was a gimme. 2012, I don't agree with all the 2012 stuff, you know, that has been talked about, but it's a focus year and they've made it a focus year. That and London were so synchronistic, so symbiotic in their relationship. There was no way that London wasn't going to get it. So it's there for a massive reason. It might be just energetic, but it might be more than that.
Exactly. Everybody can just see the propaganda and also sense something big. Thank you so much, Kareem. Scott in Ohio, moving quick here. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and David. I just have
Hello,
a quick
mate.
Question. Have you heard of LIFTA, the Return of Darkness ceremony? It's supposed to be held at Kimball Castle tonight, or a.k.a. Cherokee Ranch in Colorado. Have you heard
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of those places out there, but I never really see any proof. Bohemian Grove does do rituals because I've infiltrated and documented it, David.
Well, it's the summer solstice today, isn't it? the 21st? And the Druids were at Stonehenge this morning. Nothing negative about that. That's their belief system. Good luck to them. But, you know, it's no accident that Prince William was induced to be born on the summer solstice. So that they play with these energies, these astronomical energies and astrological energies all the time.
They believe in it. I mean, all these elites are into the occult. It's not debatable.
Rituals will be going on today, elite rituals all over the world in the different countries. Absolutely.
Have you heard of the specific castle he mentioned?
No, but I mean, it's got castle after it, and they love castles. I mean, they've got their European castles all over the place. I mean, they just love the castles and the palaces and all that, because part of their genetics, it has an absolute obsession with hierarchy. And thus they are absolutely obsessed with hierarchy and position and everyone in their place. This is why the Rothschilds have run around all over the bloody place getting barons and lords in front of their names. They're obsessed with it. And the royal family, of course, are a classic.
Yeah, it shows how primitive they are. Look at this. Fidelity Investments Funding, Synthetic Biology Takeover of Life, Infowars.com. Lab created artificial species will outnumber life. 50-1 financial firm says Fidelity is telling their investors they're going to overwrite, as if none of us have a say, as if they just say this is the future. I mean, this is madness. What they're saying is 10 times wilder than what you're saying, David.
Yeah, Fidelity Investments. Have they still got the pyramid as their logo? They did a few years ago. Anyway.
They certainly do. The Shining Pyramid. We're out of time, David. Promise you'll come back on in the next few months.
Oh, not a problem, mates. I've enjoyed it.
I'm going to come say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much. Got 30 seconds. Closing comments, David.
Well, you know, just what we've talked about today is massively encouraging, because this information that they've suppressed for thousands of years, this really, you know, getting really in the rabbit hole, deep stuff about how they're doing it, is coming out, and people, more and more people, are opening their minds to it. And thus, once we start to get the understanding of how they're doing it, we can stop them doing it. It's when we don't know how they're doing it.
Well said. DavidIcke.com, Alex Jones here. We'll be back in a moment. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, and the flames went higher.
And it burns.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire. and it burns.
I love the full song. The taste of a love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. Look, this is what you should know. Every major global corporation, the big banks, they're all into the occult, whacked out of their minds, think they're God, think you're scum. They're just releasing biotech, releasing all the GMO, releasing nanotech, jacking the vaccines. Cancer viruses 50 years ago and still today. All sorts of nanotech. I mean, if it wasn't for our incredible genetics and the good Lord above, we wouldn't even be here right now. And you can take David Icke with his, you know, perspective. I wouldn't even call it new agey. All I'm saying is what he says about the elite, they believe that about themselves. Whether it's true or not, they are crazy. They are nuts. I mean, you can get the book at InfoWars.com, and it supports what we do here. Plus, we have it discounted because we got it back in print. Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. And, I mean, I read that thing like 15 years ago and thought, this guy's crazy. The British royalty's Transylvanian, and they live part of the time in Transylvania and sneak around in the woods. Now that's mainstream news. I mean, all of it. These people are nuts. And I asked Aaron, he wrote this back on Monday, but I've asked him to repost it to the tiles at the top of InfoWars.com because I just mentioned it. I didn't really talk about it on air. Fidelity Investments funding synthetic biology takeover of life. Lab-created artificial species will outnumber natural life 50-1, financial firm claims. And they just say, our fish will take over the ocean, our crops will take over the earth, the trees, the plants, and your body, and we're just going to release it, and that's the way it is. I mean, already, there's no more than about 20, really about 19, but that was a few months ago. They're about to proliferate hundreds of new crops, and within just a few years, 80%+ of world corn production. GMO that creates its own pesticide that kills bugs so they can't eat it, but you're supposed to eat it and it's okay, they say. Thousands of different pharmacological crops that produce live viruses in them that they use to put in vaccines or chemicals. Look up pharmacological crops. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore, as they say. There's certainly in corn from Kansas anymore. But now they're releasing salmon they admit will extinct the regular salmon. That's not an issue, though. Your carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that plants really more like eat it. They don't really breathe it. That they use to move things through their systems. That's evil. The globalists are assaulting creation itself, just assaulting it. Honeybees are dying. All this other environmental crises. There are real issues. There are old forests shouldn't be cut down. There is toxic waste dumping. There's all this stuff taking place. Look at this ad they're running. I'm showing it where nature's black and white and ugly, but everything they do that's biotech is green. Their biotech is green, but nature's black and white. Oh, the XXL salmon's better. Oh, they're going to re-engineer bacteria. Oh, yes. It's so wonderful. And again, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be a problem if it was tested properly. But you can't trust the FDA because they're a bunch of crazy globalists. I mean, remember after a decade of Bayer shipping out Factor VIII to all the hemophiliacs and folks, a blood clotting agent? And it came out they knew they were selling it with AIDS and hepatitis and that it killed hundreds of thousands worldwide. And they just thought it was funny in the board meetings. Ah, these people are crippled anyways. Kill them. And that's just in the board meetings, knowing about it. Of course, who else wants to create a scientific core? And every government does this, every large one, every empire. The Russians did it, the communist Chinese, but nobody like the U.S. and England, taking their own soldiers and killing thousands of them right up until the 1980s. That's the last time they declassified stuff. I'm talking, again, mark somebody in, hit them with radiation. Mark somebody in, nerve gas them. Mark somebody in, spray bioweapon in their face. Kill them and say they died on maneuvers of heat stroke or the flu. Look it up. Look up Operation Shad. Look up all these projects. And you're like, but the government's good, though. These are good people. You know, they always want to grope my wife at the airport because of Al-Qaeda. Oh, really, the same Al-Qaeda they publicly run? That's a fact that the banks that run our country run Al-Qaeda publicly. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. We've got really bad people. You ever wonder why Hitler, Stalin, Mao love to kill tens of millions and wear black uniforms and burn down cities? Because they like to do it. What the Aztecs like to do, what the Romans like to do. We have psychos running things. They might as well be aliens, okay? They're a bunch of, I mean, foreign aliens from 50 trillion miles away. Well, that couldn't be
worse.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The silence come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, yes, right through me. Don't you understand?
Oh, my little girl, all I wanted, all I needed,
yeah, is my arms. Words are very unnecessary.
Words are very unnecessary. For those of us that are already awake. But we tend to forget that. We tend to forget the fact that the general public is not awake. And that we're going to have to reach out to them. So many emails, so many calls. People say, oh, thank you for being there, fighting the New World Order. We're glad somebody's doing it. No. The whole point of this transmission, the whole point of this broadcast is to get you to become a leader and take action. Even if you only wake up 100 people a year, that's a lot. You may end up waking up millions a year, like I've been able to do, thanks to listeners spreading the word about the broadcast on Facebook and Twitter and their email and at work and telling folks about the local AM and FM stations they listen to. I mean, I'll be driving into work, hour before work, red light, I almost always roll down the windows and go, hey, tune into this station in an hour. You want to hear some important stuff for you and your family. You're like, what is it? Just believe me, you don't want to miss it. And it's that little act. It's that energy. So many people don't even want to talk to other people. That's why I love living out in the country, because people talk to you. They smile at your children. I understand being in the city, being busy, having some place to go, but it's just this me, 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 me attitude where you think you're getting ahead because you're so self-centered. Now, I get, because the people are so nasty in the city, on the other side, not want to strike up a conversation because they can get so weird. And all of that compounds in together. All of that becomes a major issue. Now, Mark Moreno has always been very punctual on the show. He's down in Rio de Janeiro covering a big UN conference. His Skype didn't work yesterday, and then now the phone isn't working, and it may be a time zone issue. That's why time zones are so weird. You got to tell them, okay, you want to come on? You'll be on in 5 hours. In my experience, when somebody's in a totally different, what? We are getting him? Okay. Now he's on Skype. I just heard his voice. Okay. I like Mark. Always a jovial, friendly person. Continuing here, the Supreme Court was going to release the info this morning, and then it was this afternoon, and then it was in the next few days. That's why I was like, I'm not going to cover when this Supreme Court decision comes out, because they could wait. And now they're saying next week. The Hill newspaper reporting tensions rise as justices kick health care ruling to next week. And I've predicted it's going to be scaled back health care, but the banks want it. They wrote it, but people aren't buying it. And so it'll be selectively enforced. It'll just codify where basically they make you get health care, and then now charity care doesn't exist anymore unless you're an illegal alien. It'll just be an even more of a scam and fraud when they're done. And it'll be called a victory for conservatives to be mean and not give people health care. Really, we had health care, the best in the world, the cheapest in the world, and everybody got taken care of until government got involved. How many medical doctors have I had on this broadcast who talk about how when they went to college just 30, 40 years ago, they were told, you will do one-third of your care as charity care. Even if you're in a for-profit hospital, this is what you do Hippocratic Oath. And they expanded on that. These so-called charity hospitals, and that's most of them that got taken over by the Rockefellers and other big foundations, they're supposed to be charity hospitals, but they're really big profit hospitals. It's just that since they're tax-free, they don't pay taxes. Great scam. So nobody can compete with them, so they've taken over, and they're jacking up the prices. A lot of other things get involved here, but now that we have socialist health care, now the government says we do have to cut back on the quality, and now they're admitting in England over 30,000 old people killed each year. Oh, your brain tumor is 100% operable, have done in 1 month. You're going to wait 18 months. Well, it's almost 100% kill within 1 year. I've watched their parliament where they admit it, where those defending the National Health Service admit it. Okay, we got big breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Moreno joins us from the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit. And this is big news. This is big news now. We've got it linked up at Infowars.com, from where it originates, ClimateDepot.com. Former top congressional advisor, researcher, Mark Moreno, and also Christopher Monckton of Brenchley, Lord Christopher Monckton. They are making the new global government treaty, which they admit you'll be arrested. They said this in Durban last year if you criticize their carbon taxes. By the way, guys, pull up the headline. $1 million fine or million fine in Australia for criticizing carbon tax. You'll get mainstream news saying they have secret agents, starts next week, listening if you complain or say it's costing more money. This is Australia. Supposedly part of the Western free speech. This is worse than communist China. Well, now UN censorship, Rio Earth Summit, Texas. Now secret senior official of Transparent UN admits Rio negotiating text is classified. And we got Lord Moxon on tomorrow. Joining us is Mark Moreno. Now, Mark, big breaking news here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a shock. And I've been to every UN conference pretty much since the last Earth Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, 2002. And you've always been able to go up and take a look at their draft text. They have a UN documentation center. They've always been willing to provide it. Well, as you know, Lord Monckton at Climate Depot broke this story in Durban last year about the climate criminal court and the rights of Mother Earth. And it, you know, you picked it up. It ended up on the Drudge Report. It got picked up all over the internet, on television, cable news. This became a huge embarrassment for the UN, which they then pulled those parts of the agreement at the last minute. Well, this year they seem to be have learned from their mistake, and now they have everything behind restricted access. We can't even have access to the government delegation. We can't have access to the plenary session. We can't have access to these texts, either hard copy or available online. They have completely shut down what they've previously have said. This is going to be the most transparent conference. They're going to make everything available. They apparently have a lot to hide. And here we are now at going through full day two of this conference, and we have no idea what they're doing behind the scenes, because for the first time ever, they've banned us and they've banned the public. They banned all the other organizations here from having a right to know unless you were part of an official government delegation.
So a desperate circling of the wagons, an open authoritarianism. Now, 2.5-3 years ago at Copenhagen, they kept saying they would bring it out, but were negotiating behind the scenes. You guys got a leaked copy that totally destroyed them, where they said right at double the cuts for the third world, they told the third world, hey, get America, get Europe, we're going to give you money. It was no such thing. It was a eugenics blueprint. So now they want our governments to sign on to this global governance treaty. Break this down, but we're not allowed to see it. And then I want you to segue into, I'm sure you saw the articles, where with a straight face, they have the head, quote, climate cop saying, you will be fined 1.1 million Australian or arrested if you talk bad about carbon taxes.
Yes, I mean, that's all part and parcel. We have Maurice Strong has just made an appearance here yesterday, and he of course, was the godfather of the first Earth Summit, and he is down here, and it's not surprising. This is all he's now, by the way, he's now claiming that he just went to China as a coincidence, not to avoid jail or to avoid any criminal prosecution. That just happened to be a coincidence after the UN scandals of years ago. He's down there, and it's not surprising that they've really turned what this process on its head by being completely secret. We don't exactly know what's going to come out of this. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to be arriving shortly, and also Todd Stern, the U.S. climate envoy. I don't know what's going to survive in this draft yet. Maybe we'll find out on Sunday or Monday when this is all through. We'll have to see. But again,
so now it's like a giant Bilderberg group meeting with thousands of people paid for with taxpayer money, and we're not allowed to even know what's going on.
That's exactly what's happening, yes. And interestingly enough, we also have Richard Branson made an appearance today. Lucy Lawless, who was arrested protesting Arctic drilling, the actress from Xena, Princess Warrior. Actor Ed Norton is down here. Richard Branson was particularly offensive. He was against oil drilling despite owning three airline companies, a space company. He's touting small island nations' ability to live without carbon-based energy and go carbon neutral while he himself jets around the world. This is a guy who's got untold millions of dollars, maybe even a billionaire, proudly touting poor people living at barely subsistence level for rejecting carbon-based energy. And we're supposed to be looking up to this man. He did a whole thing with Greenpeace today, talking about banning oil drilling in the Arctic and other places. And this is a man who's made his fortune off of carbon-based fuel through his airlines. And he's talking about space exploration at the same time. So this is the kind of offensive, hypocrisy, repulsive stuff going on here. And keep in mind, James Cameron was down in Brazil, I believe it was last year, protesting development projects here that would bring running water and electricity.
I'm going to stop you. In Uruguay and places, the Amish went into desert areas, drilled wells. They were run out of Russia and Germany hundreds of years ago. They built it up. They're supplying half the food to multiple countries. And I've seen articles where the UN is trying to take their land, saying they're not good environmental stewards. All they want is the land. They're murdering criminal pigs.
Yes, we have reports of them slaughtering people in Africa and other places to seize this land, all part of these carbon credits and new things. And you mentioned Australia. Australia is now in the process of setting up essentially a climate central bank. And they're appointing people to set a price on carbon, to set renewable energy mandates. And most frightening of all, if you're a business owner and your costs go up and you have to raise your prices, you are forbidden by law to tell customers that it's the wacky and carbon policies of your government that are driving up prices. And this is from a country that under John Howard, just a few short years ago, I think until 2007, had joined the United States in opposing the Kyoto Protocol and all this UN nonsense. They went from being a free individualistic country to being bought and paid for by the Greens and Australians. It is shocking. If it can happen in Australia and they can have this kind of suppression of free speech and economic activity.
By the way, we're not joking. I've read the quotes from the official site. They call it lying. No judge, no jury. They said, we're going to have our spies in your stores, on the streets. If we hear any criticism of this tax when it goes in some areas, 50%, you will be given a $1.1 million fine or arrested. I mean, that's like out of this old Soviet Union. I mean, this is, they admit it's going to increase prices. So they're saying you have no free speech. I just can't believe how evil these people are.
Yeah, I mean, this you'd think would wake up the conscience of liberals who seem to be, always try to tout free speech, but it shows you they don't really care about free speech when they just care about speech they don't agree with. And this is a shocking thing. Again, Australia is not the country that would have profiled to sit and take this idly by. This was a country, again, that was actually on the outskirts with the United States and all these processes, but because of their new government, and Julia Gillard actually said initially when she was running she would never support a carbon tax, but then she had to get an alliance with the Greens in Australia, and so she reversed herself. So it's likely the next election in Australia will throw them out, but it's amazing to watch this happen. Australians should be rebelling in the streets.
It's a total coup d'etat by a corporate crony, government bureaucrat clash. We're designed to face a foreign enemy with ships and planes and weapons, or an enemy running over the hill 5,000 years ago with clubs. We're not designed for the creepy bureaucrats that just ooze around. But now they've gotten so overt. What is going on? I mean, as the world mounts against them, are they just going into like some type of bizarre, frothing power trip? Is this a fleeing forward by these kleptocratic control freaks?
You know, it's hard to say. They can't be overly happy in one sense, because 20 years ago, they pressured a Republican president, George H.W. Bush, to show up at the Earth Summit in Rio. Now they can't even get Barack Obama to show up because environmentalism among the public is toxic. John Kerry said you can't even bring up global warming because people's eyes roll over. He said it's extraordinary. So world leaders are terrified of being associated with this, but at the same time,
sure, they want a stealth implementation. They bet the farm on it.
I was about to say. Yes, they want to do this behind the scenes, and the UN is cooperating by banning stuff, making it secret, classified. But so what's happening is we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but publicly it's become toxic to associate with this. So they're sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton here, and it'll be interesting to see what Hillary Clinton has to say or do, but I can't imagine she's going to say much publicly. In addition, they've gone after Jesus Christ here, overlooking anywhere you walk in Rio and on the beaches in the city, you can see their famous and iconic Jesus Christ statue that overlooks the city. It has now been turned green in honor of the Earth Summit by the United Nations. So you see this big green Jesus hovering over the city. It says James Lovelock, the father of the modern environmental movement, who is now recanting almost fully, has said the green religion is now taking over from the Christian religion, and that's nowhere more evident than to look at this abomination of this big green Christ hovering over the city here.
Wow, I haven't seen that in the news yet. I've got to get that out at Infowars.com. Has that been posted at ClimateDepot.com yet?
Yes, I have a picture of the green Jesus at Climate Depot, and it says this is just another morphing, if you will, of this. This is, you know, what they say.
Hey, but wait a minute. They're using big green light bulbs that burns carbon, and the carbon dioxide, the plants might breathe it and enjoy it. This is a horrible environmental crime.
That's right. And here's the thing. At the last Earth Summit, I interviewed Jerry Brown, the governor of California, and the same mindset here. They will literally say that the developing world can't emulate the Western wealthy nations. They can't have our lifestyle because the Earth can't handle it. They need to learn from our mistakes.
Oh, yeah, there's been backlashes. Tell us about that. Women are marching.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. That women marching, perversely enough, they believe that capitalists have taken over sustainable development. They think it's a capitalist sustainable development. They want a socialist sustainable development. So the UN, in essence, is being attacked from the left, saying they're not socialist enough. That's what
those. Well, yeah, the left wants to shut everything down and live in mud huts and ruin everybody's life.
Right.
But they're mad that the bankers have figured out a way to scam everybody with it. They're
exactly.
Like, no, don't do that. Just kill us, please.
Well, yeah, going back to what I said, Jerry Brown. The idea that the developing world isn't allowed to develop other than to have, we have the UN chairman here of the climate panel, Rajendra Pachauri, touting solar lanterns. And they're touting essentially solar panels on huts made of dung in Africa.
No, exactly.
And it's white, wealthy Westerners telling people of color in the developing world how they should develop. When I was in South Africa, which was in Durban last December, I met the South African activist who says openly, the white, wealthy Western world has no business telling people of color how to develop in Africa, Asia, South America, until we...
Amazing. Mark, stay there. We're going to come right back, and I'll get Lord Monckton on tomorrow. Perhaps you can come on with him to make sure he can get on Skype, because it's been hard. Got to get you on climatedepot.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We're going to come right back with the final segment with Mark Moreno, joining us from Rio de Janeiro, site of the UN global government mass murder communist meeting. We'll be right back.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CatPinkSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a
tomorrow bone. We're going to have Lord Monckton and Mark Moreno on the full hour. We're almost out of time right now. Mark, I've been foaming at the mouth talking about how dangerous these authoritarians are. They're so out in the open. They're so dangerous. I mean, it's like seeing Hitler in old films. I feel angry and threatened. I see Stalin. I feel angry and threatened. Not because I'm some wimp. I know dirtbag scum. But they're dead. These are real, creeping, vicious control freaks. You're in a nest of them. What is Rio like down there right now? What are some of the other points?
Well, first, let me finish the point. The South African activist has said the wealthy Western nations environmentalists have no business telling small countries, undeveloped countries, how to develop until Washington, Paris, and London are willing to destroy themselves, level themselves, return to swamps, wetlands, and jungles. Until we're willing to do that, we can't tell them how they can develop. And we have Hollywood celebrities buying carbon credits, $10,000, to go to African countries and not allow Africans to develop, to keep their forests and, you know, to keep their forests.
It's eugenics posing as liberal while they run TV ads while you're out of the country saying yes. Whites are racist. Have you heard of this new campaign?
Not that campaign. No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Other points. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the other thing is this city, people think, oh, you're at a beautiful beach in Rio. I mean, this is really, I hate to use the word armpit, but the beaches are filthy. There's trash everywhere. The infrastructure's run down. The sidewalks are crumbling. The buildings thing. And I'm in a very nice section. I'm in Ipanema Beach is where I'm staying. And near Copacabana. There are a few nice places if you go, but they're mostly private beaches. But in terms of a public place, this place, this is, it's amazing. They always pick third world hellholes in a way. You know, we were in South Africa. They picked places in Kenya previously. They picked picked as far away as possible. The one thing the United Nations knows how to do is throw a party. And when they at the last UN conference, they actually, the UK paper interviewed the chefs that were flown in to do caviar and champagne and all these exclusive meals while world leaders dined and toasted each other and talked about world poverty. They also clean out all the local people from these cities to make them look as clean as possible. So you end up hurting street vendors and other things here. So it's all a facade. Everyone they purport to be helping, they actually are hurting the most. And places like India gets it. Developing world, they told the UN they will not sign on to any treaties that limit their development.
China said no, too. Look at this article since I mentioned it. Unfair campaign, another divide and conquer front. Billboards, TV ads saying I'm white, that's unfair, and saying whites are inherently bad. This is being paid for by the state government of Minnesota and with federal government funds as well. What do you mean? I mean, again, they're murdering people all over the world, turning their power off or stopping development while lecturing us that white guys are bad. Total race war garbage. What do you make of this?
Yeah, in fact, we've unearthed some old paper. This is an old impulse. They said the climate was stable in Australia. This is back in the 1870s or so, until white settlers came in. And this has been happening all along. They're always trying to blame it on the evils of the white man. In fact, they would argue that, you know, Western development is the most evil thing. And there's a race component to this. When you have white wealthy Westerners, and I met people that come to these Earth summits, the college kids, I call them eco-missionaries. They preach to the developing world, living in huts of dung and dire poverty, that they're living Earth-friendly. They're doing it right. They've called the U.S. lifestyle total BS. because we have development, we have wealth, and we have infrastructure. So they've turned everything on its head at these conferences and these activists that are here.
Well, they're a foreign army. They want to cut our resources off. They work for the globalists. It's a scientific plan. Thank you for going to great lengths to join us, Mark Moreno. You and Lord Monken will join us tomorrow in this same hour with even more updates from Rio de Janeiro.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.